I came to London when I was 17 initially. I came and auditioned for drama school. I come from a very small mill town in Lancashire, and as you can hear from my accent, completely changed from my original accent. And I think that I, like many other young people, came to London from small places, gay people, and had the chance to live the kind of lives and become the kind of people that we wanted to become. So I sort of reinvented myself, really, when I came to London. And I went to drama school and started. I had a boyfriend at the time who was Burmese.
Oh,
I thought he was the most beautiful boy I'd ever seen. And it very quickly became apparent that his friends who he'd lived with were his lovers. And I'd had lots of sexual experience with girls before I came to London. So I announced that I was bisexual, and then he admitted that he was bisexual. And he lived in Hampstead. So I used to stay with him every weekend when I wasn't at college, and we'd dress up and we'd hit the clubs.
Yeah,
and those boys, they were so beautiful, so glamorous. I'd never seen that kind of glamour, the hours of makeup. And I used to wear, you know, Sydney's clothes, and they had tiaras and feathers, and we'd go down and we'd go to places like the Sombrero Club, which was terrific fun. And that's where I started meeting women too. But of course, some of the women, what I thought were women, were in fact boys. But it was all very jokey and lots of drugs. And so it was sort of buffeted along with lots of sort of drugs. I mean, I didn't drink at all then. But I suppose, yes, drugs and alcohol, the whole scene was fueled by, and then recovering during the week and then hitting it again at the weekend. And during this period, I'm 62 now. So this was when I was sort of 18, 19, 20. I did go down the gateways. And I was just horrified, because I was very fat. Then I had waist length blonde hair and very feminine. But actually, I quite fancied very femmy girls. And down the gates, it was so stereotyped. And when I even tried to approach those very feminine older women, they just flicked me off. Said, go away! Go away!
You were too feminine.
Because they were looking for someone who was more masculine. Their counterpart was butch or femme. So I didn't really fit in with that regimented scene. And of course, being arty, the art world, anything went really. So I sort of moved into the art world and, you know, started doing collaborations with various artists and doing shows, school tours and bits and pieces of bits of film and television, not very small. And then what happened was, I got involved in the women's liberation movement.
Oh, wonderful.
I went over to New York when I was 18 and met some of the women over there by chance and came back with a suitcase full of plastic speculums. Mad keen to sort of have consciousness raising groups. So I got very involved in the women's movement and campaigned for things like Reclaim the Night, women's right to choose. But more specifically on the art scene, I mean, I've always been political, you know. I was a member of CND and CHE and also Rock Against Racism, lots of various, where I tended to perform, really, either singing or singing and dancing or, you know, fundraising, but always on the entertaining side. I've never done any other job in my whole life apart from working in the entertainment industry.
I think the challenges of growing older and still being or feeling alive and not being straitjacketed into ageist stereotypes is even more important.
At 62, someone who's very active sexually, I would, when I was sort of 17, I would never have thought that someone would be sexually active and single and going out and really looking for it, being lively. So, you know, I think when you're getting older, when looking back at it now, and also within the within the range of female sexuality, unlike, I think, the whole male structure, older women are really prized within our community.
Yes.
When I came to London, I wanted to have sex with older women.
Yeah.
I wanted it because I felt they had more sophistication, more money, more experience, more life experience, and I wanted access. And now here I am.
You are.
I'm an older woman who's getting a lot of attention from younger women, and in some cases realizing why I had very little success. Because I think when I was younger, I thought if I just hurled myself at them enough, kept on trying, I'd wear them down and they'd say yes, but no, never works.
So what does work now?
Oh, anything can work really if you're in the right frame of mind. Yeah. Don't you think it's about how you're feeling within yourself?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can go out and I can be in a situation and be approached and a number of times and just think no, no, no. But other times I can think no, no, oh yeah, so okay. Would you like to hear some poetry?
Yes, please do. That would fit beautifully in this.
Oh, well, this is a poem that I read often before the open mic section, and it's about what I feel about poetry.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Trudy.
Just get my glasses. It's called Heartfelt. My name is Trudy and I am a poem. I am the whisper in your ear, the tap, tap, tap on the window, the unexpected letter. I am your secret hope, the best you wish for, laughter in your house. I am the voice of love. Poetry expands our senses, brings out the best and worst, transforms pain into grace, makes us bigger people. Hear the poem in your heart. Let it come out. It belongs to you entirely. It is your gift to yourself.